And for everybody who actually hung in there, don't you have a life?
Well, I just want to tell everybody how grateful they should be they couldn't hear us for a little bit, because Alan decided to have fun with the microphone and sing.
Yeah. So, I didn't know. We couldn't hear anything. We thought, hey, maybe y'all could hear something. And that dinner is bad. So I started ripping into some, I think, Burt Bacharach. I don't know who the heck it was.
I'm not sure.
Oh, Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
Hello, my friend. Hello.
Okay, well, I tried to spare everybody, but apparently well, that didn't work.
I just gave him a sip.
Well, anybody, welcome everybody to your queue, where, as always, we're trying to celebrate, uplift, and educate you about all things going on in and around Douglas County.
And sometimes we do something else. We don't know what it is. But,
and sometimes we do other stuff.
Other stuff. So, it's good to be back. It feels like we haven't been here forever, but I know it was only a week. But
yeah, we missed last Thursday, and we'll explain that a little bit later.
Yep.
Okay, so I just, because we only have a short couple minutes before we go to our natural break.
Yeah, we kind of lost a little time today, folks.
We kind of lost a segment there. Let's just talk about a couple fun topics just to get us talking and stuff before I go into some other stuff.
All right, get the juices flowing.
Okay.
Oh, you brought in a list?
No, I just rattle things off in my brain, and then I just write it down, like literally chicken scratch.
It's here. Like, please write it down, because I don't want you going right off the brain, because I know yours isn't working too good
Mine's not the greatest. Okay, so this is something, actually, that this is, my grandson's going to be nuts about this when we talk about it, is Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Oh, stop. Oh, no. I was just ranting about this coming out of this.
It's like, so ridiculous.
Well, it's like,
I can't.
I know there's
a
lot of, what do they call them, Swifties out there?
The Swifties.
I don't say. I don't know. I'm going to admit, and my wife, who's probably listening, knows this, I have never listened to a single song of hers.
Oh, that's crazy.
Every time she comes on the radio, I change the channel.
Well, that's just rude.
She just seems so snotty.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
I can't stand that credit card commercial when there's like 12 of them. They're all looking down at their nose at me.
Oh, that is kind of a weird commercial.
Ah, jeez.
What's funny to me is that on like TikTok, or I don't have TikTok, or, you know, they do these little pranks, you know, where you prank people and videotape it or whatever. So one of them is going around that's kind of viral now is where you talk to your husband about how Taylor Swift is putting Travis Kelce on the map, and you videotape your husband's reaction.
Ouch.
Okay, it's hysterical. Like, one of them was super funny. The guy's like, stop that. Never repeat anything you've just said. And she goes, what point? He says, from the time I walked into the room until the time I leave, never repeat anything you just ever said.
Yeah, because most of these husbands would say, Taylor who?
Yeah. He's got a Super Bowl ring. Like, he's accomplished a lot. Like, him and his brother, and they have a super successful podcast, Pre-Her.
Pre-Her.
But it's just, it's called New Heights. It's super funny. I actually follow them before all of this, because they are hysterical. Those two brothers are a hoot.
I tell you what, I had never done Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever it is, or, and I started watching a couple last week. I think somebody emailed them to me. Oh, my God, it drives my wife crazy. I'll just sit there, I'm busting the belly laugh, some of these stupid videos. And Lena sent me one, it was a little monkey saluting it across the floor in his butt, going, ooh, 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 and just absolutely kills me. So if you need to cheer up, go out and check. They're hilarious.
Yeah, they are hilarious.
I mean, if you want to see pure stupidity, pure waste of life and breath, okay, go out there, but it'll make you laugh. It'll make you laugh. But
I just found that one funny, because, man, they are just button pushing these husbands left and right that are sports junkies, and it's just like, what?
Well,
what?
I don't understand this. It's like, A, I don't understand why it's on Fox News, but it's on Fox News, and it's like, didn't she just break up with some dude I saw on Fox News, and boom, and a day later, they got a new hookup, and it's like, come on.
It's just,
I mean, A, I don't care, and B, don't you have some morals?
It's just funny. It just makes me laugh that we're even, like, you and I are even talking about this, but it's so huge and ridiculous.
I'm not talking about it. I'm talking against it.
Against it. Got you.
I
just have to get people out there on those videos of these wives doing this, though, because it's pretty darn funny.
But she's too snotty. Boycott her.
Yeah. Oh, no. She's okay. Well, you're going to get canned by a bunch of Swifties here in a minute.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to want to go home tonight.
Probably not. So I was talking with one of my friends, Summer, yesterday on my ride home. She was chatting me up, and she really likes the Chiefs. They're Chiefs fans and Kelsey. And so I said, well, you better get a jersey before this thing gets out of control. And, you know, I swear our phones listen to us. But anyway, I get a thing that pops up when I get home that says, over the weekend, in 24 hours, he got 300,000 new Instagram followers on his account. The merchandise sales are up 400% for his jersey, and it's the top 5 selling jersey in the NFL.
Oh, Lord.
So, I mean, these Swifties got power. They got cash that they don't even know what to. It's craziness. Yeah. Crazy train.
Well, we're going to see Swelties.
They're going to have to come up with some new name. But, well, it's time because we got a little late start. So let's take our first break, and we will be back with more of your Q here, sponsored by Premier Insurance. That's us. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right.
How was that?
Back.
That was psych. We're still here, even though you just heard a little bit of dead air. We're just testing y'all.
We're testing you, hanging out. So, Dell, hang in there. We got this. No problem.
Yep.
We got this.
Thanks for hanging with us, by the way.
Yeah.
You are a great group out there. I mean, anybody that would hang with us through this fiasco.
We have our good days and bad days.
So, I hope we're entertaining. I think we need to change the E from educating to entertaining because I think we're better.
We probably do both at the same time. So I don't know. We have our moments of brilliance and then not so much.
Yeah.
Okay. So
what?
You smashed your fingers.
All right. It was horrible. It is the worst thing I've ever felt in my life.
It's gross. It
Uh-oh.
It's like a pancake.
I'm getting a text. Am I in trouble?
Well,
did I say something I shouldn't have? Uh-oh.
They probably couldn't hear us again for a little bit.
Oh. So I was out doing wood, and I was really proud because I got this amazing big old logs, and I had them rolled up in the trailer, and I was unloading them. I don't burn wood, but I love cutting wood. So there's people I love cutting wood for. So I'm out there working up a sweat, rolling the logs off the trailer, put my hand down to grab this big monster log, and the whole freaking pile of logs fell on my hand. And my finger exploded. It literally exploded.
It pancaked.
Oh, it's still pink, and it
it's
split
gross.
It from the tip to the knuckle.
Gross.
And I broke two of my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was... So if any of you heard this profanity coming over Mount Nebo, I apologize.
God forgive him.
Lord, I apologize. It was the worst pain in my life. So I went in and had to go to the ER, which is always a journey. 6 stitches, 2 broken fingers, and and you know what they did? I've never heard of this. They put this 2 of the stitches through my fingernail, and I was like, I don't do needles, and I don't. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was one of life's worst experiences. Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
Every time I see somebody getting their fingernails pulled out on TV, it has a whole new meaning because it was horrible. And then I got in trouble last night for going out and split wood. So,
well,
I can't sit around.
I know.
I'm getting way fat. So it's like, I got to do something, you know. So anyway, so
keep
there's
active.
A little blood on firewood and, it was horrible.
People will be very grateful for it. They just need to be extra grateful this year.
Well, Yeah, and hopefully I get some of this fat off. I mean, if I'm going to bleed to death, I might as well get something out of it. But, you know, it is. It's a good journey. I love cutting firewood.
Well, you were supposed to be golfing in the first senior-only golf tournament tomorrow.
Yes, we're having our senior invitational. I had to send a picture of my finger to my partners because normally they say, oh, yeah, really got hurt. You just didn't want to play with us. So now I've got proof. I had fillet a finger. And
gross.
It was gross, but if anybody wants to see it, reach out to us. I got pictures. You know, my oldest daughter is kind of into the medical, the gross stuff. So Angie had to take pictures of it right after injury, after scrub up, getting stitches. So we've got a blow-by-blow
full
if anybody wants to see the gruesome. And then we had a stream of nurses coming through my room in the ER because they wanted to see if they could see any bone and ligaments. It's like, that's a morbid group in there. But they were, I have to say, they were fantastic at the Mercy ER.
Oh, nice. Good.
I mean, we don't hear many good, but they really were a great group, friendly, accommodating. And so anyway, I'm going to give a little shout out because I do shout out a lot of negative, and so I want to give them the positive. They deserved it.
Yeah, that's great.
And I cried like a baby. No, but
I don't. You say no, I think yes.
Yeah. It's like one thing for sure, women are way tougher than men. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay.
Okay.
So Friday, if people are interested and they want to come do the senior tournament, which is sponsored by Premier Insurance and Atrio, P3 Health Plans, and Oak Hills Golf.
That's tomorrow.
Go on 9. That's tomorrow at 9. We're kicking it off and having fun. And
a lot of swag, a lot of giveaways.
Prizes. I learned they're called tea prizes.
And then it's a four-person scramble.
Yep, four-person scramble.
Gentlemen, ladies, anyone over the age of 50.
I think they did 50.
50. Mm-hmm. You're welcome to sign up out there. It's $100 per person. Guaranteed you're going to get your money's worth. Lunch, swag, golf.
Yep.
It's going to be a good day.
Nice and relaxed because everybody should be similar rate and pace and, you know, I mean, just having a great day.
Yeah, and we're going to have reps from Atrio out there.
Yep, and
so
P3.
If anybody has any questions about anything like that, they can come out and meet the folks behind the curtain.
Have some exciting stuff.
It's going to be a good day tomorrow. I'll be out there. I'll be the one not doing anything because I've got a hacked finger. But that'll be my excuse for tomorrow.
I am hopefully going to steal a golf cart.
So if you want to see the face behind the microphone, come on out and visit with me and Shannon. But if you're out there tomorrow, please look us up, find us, and
say hi.
We'd love to meet everyone out there.
It'll be fun. It'll be a great day.
It will be.
And like you said, this is like kind of the first, so it's kind of exciting to offer this up in the community where they're competing against people of just 50 and over. It's not wide open to everybody.
Yeah, it's something I've wanted to do for a while because it's ironic that really the bulk of golfers around here are seniors. I hate to even use that word because, I mean,
50 is not
we're
a
not
senior,
old. Yeah,
y'all.
We're not old. 70 is not old anymore. But, but the one thing is we maybe can't hit the ball as far or we just enjoy the game for the joy of playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's hard with all the other tournaments. So this one's dedicated just for our more experienced neighbors.
Yes.
Just a day to go out and have fun. And, if you win surprises, But everybody's going to get fed. Everybody's going to get some swag. So everybody's going to come out ahead. So it's going to be a good day.
And good food.
Good food. Darn good food. What are we talking? Barbecue?
Yeah, barbecue.
Little barbecue action, people.
With some options and some sides and some drinks and all good stuff.
So if you can grab up three of your friends and come out and join us tomorrow, please show up. I'd recommend get out there about 8:15 if you're not signed up so we can get you signed up. And I know there's room for three or four more teams. So hop on out there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. What else you got?
Oh, my goodness. We're getting ready to go into the business buzz here in a few minutes normally. And so I just want to say congratulations to Oregon Tool.
Is that so cool?
So cool. 40 years. 40 years.
Yep.
I mean, I remembered before they opened that, and that's not possible because I'm barely 40. Okay, maybe not, but yeah, in my mind.
It was awesome because we had Milo and his girls on the show about a year ago.
Yeah.
And, Milo starting to pass the reins over, and it's so neat to see a local business, hit the second generation, and, Oregon Tool is such an amazing partner in our community. They have a store here and they have a store over in Coos Bay, and they do so much locally. It's just amazing how often you see Oregon Tools banners. So want to give them a big shout out and a big congrats on 40 fantastic years of serving our community.
Yeah, stop on by and tell them congratulations.
Yeah, and they're I believe it says Saturday they're having a big shindig.
That's awesome.
They're having a big sale on tools. They had some barbecue. I was just reading on, I believe it was Facebook or something. So they're having a celebration for their 40th. So go on Facebook, look up Oregon Tool, get the specs on that. And
I know the News Review did an article on it, so check that out.
Yeah, they are icons of our community. So congrats to Milo and the girls, and looking forward to the 80th in 40 more short years.
40 years.
I ain't going anywhere. Sorry, people. You're going to have to put up with me until I'm 100.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay. I'm not sure about that for me. But anyway.
You need to be here to push the buttons.
Yeah, I got to be the button. If I knew my job was going to officially be button pusher here, I would have signed up a long time ago.
Well, you're button pusher and everyone else. Always
natural.
Push my buttons.
I'm a natural. What can I say?
Yeah.
Well, what else were we going to talk about? I mean, I got some other stuff.
What are we going to talk about?
I know what we're going to talk about next, but I'm not ready to open that can.
All right.
So, let's see. We did your finger, the accident, and Oregon Tool, the golf tournament, which I really do want people to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing I want to talk about momentarily, and I've been hitting on this, is what's happening in the insurance world. And I'm not talking to sell you insurance, but insurance rates are going up. Insurance companies are canceling customers. Our phone is ringing off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I want to encourage everyone, actually, if you're looking at switching insurance, I don't care, where you're going, us, anywhere, make darn sure that that new policy is issued before you cancel your old one. Because not in our office, but I've heard of situations where people have switched and canceled their old policy, and then lo and behold, the company says, oh, we don't want you. You live too close to trees, or, you have a roof that's looks like it might have color or whatever. It's crazy what's going on.
Then
these people are scrambling because they can't get insurance anywhere.
And then when you have a lapse, that's a whole big another pickle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, so my advice is if you're going to switch, please get the new policy in hand before you cancel the old one, because it's horrible, some of what's going on to our community. And it's not just us. It's across the nation. So the Maui fires have decimated the insurance world, the hurricanes down south. So insurance companies are losing their tails. So protect yourself.
Yes.
That was my public broadcasting message.
It was really good.
Yeah, thanks.
You should have a commercial or a radio show.
Every once in a while, I come up with a scene of brilliance, and I don't know how I did it, but it's totally delusional.
Well, it's already time for another break.
Another break? We just got here.
Okay. Well, we're going to be back with more of Your Cue here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. to your queue. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
And I'm Alan Painter. We forgot to do that at the beginning, but yeah, it's us. And we're here. We're live.
Well, one of the two or three times I think we tried it to say that.
But yeah.
And then you're saying,
kind of gave up after that. You know, though, I have to make a confession. I didn't tell you about this, Shannon. But, you know, every day or most days, me and Jax, we make our bank walk.
Yes.
And I can play the radio that goes up in my hearing aid. So we check it out. I love listening to talk radio. So I'm listening to Kate Queen, you know, 1240. Mm-hmm. Listen to Lars, or if I'm a little early, we listen to Clay and Buck. And I've been really mad the last few weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm listening to them, and it'll go to a commercial, and I'll hit the little pause button, go in the bank, do our business, come out, and it's like, it's the same commercial. They keep running the same commercial. So the next day, I get out there, walk in the bank, do the same thing, walk in the bank, pause during commercial. I don't, you know, I'm going inside. I come out, they run the commercial. I'm getting mad. It's like they're running the same commercial like two, three times. Well, I discovered that when you pause on the app, it pauses the show. So I'm listening to the ad just replaying
in
the past.
On.
And so I apologize to Dale and all the crew. I've been yelling at them for running the same commercial over and over and over. And it's just the app. So stupid is as stupid does, as my finger will prove. So anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you told on yourself, and I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I did. So, well, I know there's somebody out there that felt, you know, going through the same thing I am, maybe listening on the app and saying, why do they keep playing the same commercial over and over? It's because you're pausing this whole show.
Don't press pause.
Whoops.
Don't press pause. Yeah. So I want to say that normally, like I said, we have the local business buzz now, but we weren't truthfully sure we were going to be able to do today's show either.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, you know that we weren't here last week. We had a replay.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that happened.
Yep. So those of us thought we were live. Gotcha.
Sorry.
So anyway, but we do apologize. But, you know, so we had a situation that I think it's important that we share.
Yeah. So I'm just going to get through this today.
And I'm going to help you because I'm right here.
Thank you.
And I know a lot of our listeners who saw it on Facebook, saw my prayer request.
Yes.
And so I think it's important we really answer, because I didn't really tell them really what it was, what happened, because I thought it was not my place.
Yeah. It's so we were not here last week, and we thought maybe we wouldn't be here this week. And one of the earlier guests had to cancel, so we're like, okay, we'll just leave this space open and then maybe I wouldn't be here today. But I just kind of felt it was important to share this with people. So Saturday before last, we were having a wonderful, amazing family day at the Beaver game, and my husband and I headed home south, and
on 99,
and my kids headed home on Highway 34 to hit I-5 to go north, because they live in Portland.
With your grandsons in the car, right?
With my grandsons. So, yeah, it was my son, my daughter-in-law, and my grandsons, and were the victims of a horrific car accident. They were not at fault, but that doesn't mean they were not all suffering and being receiving of the consequences of that. So I know people from Roseburg actually drove by the accident, not knowing who was in it. So there's been some things said. So here's what I just want to say to let people know where we're at, what's happening, and that everybody in that car is still alive. That is because the grace of God.
Amen. Amen.
It is because a Toyota Camry is one bad mother of a car.
Yep.
There was airbags everywhere in that thing, and it saved my kids.
So to give you a little preface, folks, it's just like their car was a complete stop and was rear-ended by another vehicle, a Jeep, so it's a higher vehicle. And they estimate 40 to 50 miles per hour. So
or more. We don't know. Nothing's out there yet.
But it's significant.
It was significant. And I'm definitely not going to say anything about the driver, because a lot of it we still don't even know and don't know the circumstances about it. And But what we do know is my kids were all taken, my family, by ambulance to the local hospital. And my grandson was airlifted to a Portland hospital. And I'm keeping it private where he's at because I'm going to be real private about things. But by the grace of God, he is still with us. And he is a champion and he is a fighter. And he is proving miracles exists hour by hour, day by day. And I know that that is absolutely because of his heart, his determination, and all the prayers that are being sent up. I don't have a doubt in my mind that the Lord has got his healing hand in this immensely. I mean, the amount of outpouring of love, support, caring, prayers, everything. It was actually ended up being kind of overwhelming. It really did.
How many times we preach about our amazing community,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, I want to thank everybody who I asked, you know, to get their prayer warriors and, please keep it going. You know, this is going to be a battle. And so keep everybody in your prayers. And so we appreciate that. So.
Yeah. So, like I said, we're kind of being private about it. It wasn't just my children. It's like my grandson's mother and significant other and her family. So two families are greatly impacted by this. In when I had four family members in the car, and so I had family members in ICU. My son in one hospital and my grandson in another in Portland, and that's rough. But I had to be there for my grandson. That's what my son wanted, and that's what I did. But I just want to tell people, it's like, I don't know what happened. We can guess and we can know, but it was definitely some form of a distracted driving. So I'm just going to beg you, as a Nana who's dealing with this for her grandson, nothing is worth everybody arriving home safely. Nothing is worth it. Put the phone down. Shut it off if you can't resist temptation. You know, just make good choices, because they made all the right choices and are still in this situation. And let's just slow it down and put our phones away. Things can wait.
Well, and it's something that we're all guilty of.
Absolutely.
To some degree. You know, I mean, not looking at pointing fingers, but, you know, they say, well, your eyes go down to look at your phone and up. You've traveled 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And we all see it every day. And so not only can we not do it ourselves, but we can't allow other people around us to do it. And, you know, it is amazing because I see it all the time because I drive Harvard frequently. And it kills me to see these young kids driving down Harvard with the phone in their face. And I try to drive right next to them because it's amazing how many times I say, oh, somebody's watching me, and they immediately put away. But how long you drive next to them and they don't even know you're there.
Right.
So
it's horrifying, honestly.
And it's a conversation we're not having enough with our kids. Now, there's technology available now, mm-hmm. that you can shut these phones off. I subscribed to this Life 360 just because my family was surrounded, you know, spread out all over this country, and my daughter was traveling in Europe. So I thought, hey, I'm going to get at this thing. And the neat thing about it is that shows me who was using their phone while driving. It shows me how fast they were going. And we see it in the office. This isn't a good kid, bad kid, or this isn't every kid. This is not only, you know, and I don't want to pick on kids because it's us too.
Yeah.
But we have to start these habits early and help them understand that this idea of, oh, it'll never happen to me, it's happening to people just like them. And, you know, not only is Shannon and her family bearing this burden, but what about the person that caused this? You know, nobody wins in this battle. And so, you know, I would hate to think if I was in that situation. So we have to stop this. So like I said, I don't care if you see somebody texting while you're driving, stop it, because the next thing you could be saving a life.
Yeah, well, at 100%. I mean, there's many, many people that think people didn't walk away from their car. I literally haven't seen the pictures because I can't.
Right.
It's not good for my Nana heart. So I just want to ask people, continue to pray. We got a long road ahead of us.
Please.
We have a long, long road ahead of us. Thank you for all the prayers that you have done. And I'll just give you some last minute updates here, but it's time for us to already take another break here.
So. All right.
So we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to come back with some more positivity. So we'll be back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. This is your cue. I'm Shan Sebastian.
And I'm Alan Painter. Blessed to be here.
We're still here, and we phased in and out pretty good that time. Go team.
Yeah, except I'm looking out the window. What happened to our blue sky, folks?
I don't know.
Hey, hang in there. A little rain tonight, a little rain tomorrow. Let's say it's supposed to be a good weekend, so...
A little bit of participation. I don't want rain for golf. Just a little bit of sprinkles is what I called it.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with that other word. But anyway. So one thing I wanted to finish up on my family is I know it's been a lot on social media. A lot of things put out there. So I just want to say that, again, thank you, everybody, for your positive words, for your kindness, for your love, support, everybody reaching out saying they want to know what they can do and if there's anything at all. And truthfully, I just want to say in that moment, we couldn't even think of they're just you just don't think you just exist and survive and get through the moments. One thing was we do know that my oldest grandson is going to have a long journey ahead of him of healing. We're just grateful he's going to be with us here to have that long journey of healing. So,
And he's tough.
He is our champion, and that's our hashtag for him is hashtag champion. But a lot of good has come out of that from down here in Roseburg with people reaching out and being kind and asking what we can do. As Alan knows, my oldest grandson is a sports freak enthusiast. He knows stats. He knows players. He knows it all. And so if anybody wants to, feel free. You don't have to. Prayers is our number one thing. But we are going to try to have a bunch of sports cards there for him when he is healing so he can work on them with his dexterity and you know, get things going again. And so that's something we're doing. Another thing that I just want to share, even though it's something people can't do down here, but Nelson High School and Clackamas High School, Owen has played sports for both sides in rec sports and other things like that, and they're playing each other Friday night.
Yep.
This is super cool. And both teams have come together to do a hashtag Team Owen t-shirt with number 13 on it. They're wearing number 13 stickers on their helmets, and the shirt has both the logos for Clackamas and for the Hawks on it, for Happy Valley Hawks. And the sports world up there has just been amazing. They're doing a baseball tournament in November, which is crazy weather to do one in, but that's what they do up there. So they're also looking at doing a basketball thing to raise money for his medical needs and things like that. So there's been so much love from all around that, again, we're very, very grateful. And but just continued prayers, because there's a lot of trauma. Both mentally and physically, that has to become more. My son was extremely hurt in the accident as well. My daughter-in-law was banged up. And then my little grandson, there was a little air bubble around him that just protected him. And so he's doing great. So, hey, I
just want to shout on that note that if you know, you've got some baseball cards there, and they don't have to be big, you know, just if you got some old cards sitting around and like to contribute it, I mean, I'd love to bury Owen when he wakes up, because it's going to be good for him physically and mentally. So if you've got some old cards sitting around, drop them by our office, and I'll make sure that we'll box them up and we'll get them up to him, so when he's ready, we'll have them. But so it's, again, it's a Premier Insurance on Mosier Street, 708 Southeast Mosier. So drop those off, and we'll get them up to Owen.
Yeah, we're going. I'm driving back and forth a lot. And actually, today's my first actual day back in home. Just trying to be here and get through some of the things and see clients. So anyway, I just want to say thank you again. I can't say thank you enough, I guess, for all the prayers.
No.
And just, I mean, honestly.
And I know there's been a ton of prayers because, you know, mm-hmm. My phone is kind of blown up. People asking for updates. And so, again, I thank you before, but I can't thank you enough to all the prayer warriors. I mean, numerous local churches were remembering him in their time of prayer. So I want to thank each and every one of you. And, you know, your words fuel the spirit to help us all get through these things. So thank you, you know, from the bottom of my heart, really.
Honestly, from the bottom of my heart. And
the top of my heart and the bottom of my heart.
All of it. You're a goof. So I got to get to business here too, though, and say we have a winner.
Oh, don't tell me. Right. Oh, she's going to pick up right where she left off. Another woman.
It is.
No.
I love that. Okay. So her name is Annabelle, and Annabelle has the last name that starts with W because boy, the guys couldn't even give an attempt at it. So Annabelle W, I will call you and let you know that you have won the gift certificate.
How can this be?
I don't know. I think the husbands might be putting some wives' names in, and it's taken them out of it.
I'm beginning to wonder how many, you know, is the majority of our hunters now women?
Or, you know, just survivalists, hikers.
Yeah, hikers.
A lot of hikers.
I mean, all that. But it's like women are getting her done.
They're winning out at Umpqua Survival. That's no joke.
So
anyway, that's exciting.
Congrats.
Congrats.
I know we're clicking down, so I've got one big important announcement, kind of in two. Shannon's having a birthday tomorrow.
My birthday tomorrow. You're so in trouble.
29 again.
29 again.
And Lena, big shout out. Lena,
my birthday buddy.
Our bonus is going to be an adult tomorrow.
18.
So now all I have to do is get her to vote Republican, which may be an uphill battle. But now she can vote. And I can tell her how. So.
Oh, no, you can't. She's an independent woman.
Yeah. Tell me about it. So, happy birthday, Shannon.
Thank you. And Lena, she's my birthday buddy. We're only, 11 years apart?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Maybe times two or three. Yeah. But anyway, I hope to see some people out golfing tomorrow. Please come and say hi. Again, crazy little start to the show, but thank you guys for putting up with us, and thanks for all your prayers. We will be back next week, and we have something really cool, so I'm excited to share. We have an author here that wrote a book about our local area that's going to be out at the museum doing some talks, so really excited about that.
That's the first I heard about it. Nobody tells me nothing.
Well, I've kind of been gone, but
I'll get back to you. And I always forget anyway, so...
So anyway, stay tuned next week to more of your Q. Until then, you know what to do, Douglas County. Pray for my kiddos.
And God bless you all. You're amazing.
All right. We'll be back next week. Bye now.